You know, you gotta laugh to keep from crying. Welcome to Rondell's Unpopular Opinion. We back at it again. This is video number two for the night. And your girl is tired, but nonetheless, we are here. Shout out to Patreon, of course. Shout out to the Patreon members. They get this first, followed by everyone else. We need to have a conversation. Because, of course, with everything going on in the news, this is not mainstream news. Of course it's not mainstream news. And I'm not going to keep you waiting. I won't do that. I won't do that. You see what this says. We're going to move me out the way. How Ghislaine Maxwell is trying to wiggle, 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 wiggle. Outside of prison. This is from USA Today, and multiple sources reported on this, y'all. But guess what? The news hasn't spoken about it. Sky Australia reported on this. Fox News reported on this. And USA Today reported on this, right? That the lawyer for Ghislaine Maxwell says Epstein plea deal protects Ghislaine Maxwell and asks the judge to ditch her conviction. And this article is dated March the 13th. Yikes. So let's get into what's going on. What is happening? They're saying here that a lawyer for Ghislaine Maxwell, okay, and I want y'all to be able to see this. So we're going to zoom in a little bit. We're going to close that ad. They're telling you here, a lawyer for Ghislaine Maxwell, the socialite serving a 20-year sentence, y'all know for what, asked the judge to throw out her conviction based on controversial non-prosecution agreement. A controversial non-prosecution agreement Epstein struck with a U.S. attorney in Florida in 2007. Maxwell, who is 62, was convicted in December of 2021 for recruiting and grooming underage girls for routine sexual abuse at the hands of disgraced financier for a 10-year period. And of course, in my opinion, they were doing it for way longer than that. Now, arguing before three judges, y'all, for the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Tuesday, this week this happened. You didn't hear shit about it, I bet. Maxwell's attorney, Diana Fabi Sampson, made the case that Epstein's plea deal from more than a decade ago also protected Ghislaine Maxwell. The argument echoed one made by Epstein's lawyer on the basis of the same non-prosecution deal after he was arrested in July of 2019. Now, Sampson claimed a provision of the deal protected potential co-conspirators and validates Maxwell's conviction. Judge Raymond Lohier appeared skeptical of Sampson's argument. Everybody was arguing this week, right? You had Young Thug attorney arguing in court with the judge. I think they dismissed the jury early. It's a lot going on. Lohier said he read the Justice Department's manual on non-prosecution agreements and thought it, quote unquote, suggests the opposite of what you just said. Sampson said that the manual was not a shield to allow the government to get out of its agreements made with defendants, and that denying the agreement's viability strikes a dagger in the heart of the trust between the government and the citizen regarding plea arguments. Now, U.S. Attorney Andrew Rohrabach, arguing for the prosecution, told the judge He was not aware of any deal reached by one's prosecutor's office that required all other federal prosecutors to adhere to it. Yikes. Now, USA Today sent out requests for comments by the attorneys, and neither one of them returned the request for comment to USA Today. Now, that plea deal that they're talking about, that plea agreement, all right, saw Epstein serve just only 13 months of jail time. Okay? So she's trying to wiggle herself out of prison based on this. Maxwell's currently serving her sentence at a low-security federal prison in Tallahassee, Florida. She was convicted in December of 2021 of 5 out of 6 counts of trafficking, enticing minors as young as 14 to be abused by Epstein. Blaine, you will be the sacrificial lamb to this. And that's just that. But can you believe that her attorneys are arguing to get her out of prison based on a 2007 plea agreement? I don't think she's going to find much success in this. Ghislaine Maxwell is going to be an old hag in prison. Or you might be hearing of something happening to her, like Jean-Luc Brunel. Because you know he up out of here too. Supposedly died in prison. And if I'm not mistaken, they're saying that he offed himself in prison. And that I could definitely believe. Y'all got to remember, Jean-Luc Brunel was the plug for Epstein when it came to the Europe Connect and getting the models. He's up out of here. Prince Andrew's not going to prison. So you the only one left, sis. Bill Clinton is definitely not going to go to prison. You're the only one. The only top dog, big dog left. And they're going to ensure that you stay in prison. For some reason, I just don't understand when people get in trouble like this. What loyalty do you have to everyone else who committed these crimes with you? And I'm not talking about gang members. I'm talking about elite. Like your R. Kelly's and shit. Listen, start spilling the beans. We want to know who else you kept in company. We want to know the tea. Who else is guilty of the homemade sin? Who y'all got the tea in the drop on? We want to know. Do y'all believe that she's going to have this overturned? Or do y'all believe she's going to rot in prison? Do you believe she's going to actually die in prison? Don't be shocked if we hear something happen in her cell by the end of the year. Drop down in the comments. Y'all let me know what y'all think about this. I love y'all. Y'all know this. Y'all take care and y'all be well. All right. Peace.